Today's learning is sponsored. L'zecher Nishmas Zelda Chana Bashalom Simcha Halevi on the day of a yahrzeit. May the learning be as chus for neshama. Sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch Enfield. What? Okay. We are on Daf Nun Zayin of Aleph. We're going to guess that we're up to 57A2. We're up to Hadar Asalayu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th wide line. So what happened was, a mace happened for the king. Bagrima got killed by a snake. So he said, I'll give the Jews one more chance. They celebrated. They celebrated huge with a huge celebration. So that upset the king. Amar, he said, I'm beginning at a lot. Merdi kechad biyudoi. The Yidden are happy with me. They're mocking me. Hadar asalaya, so he attacked them. Amar Avasi, Tlas Meya Alfi Shlifasai, for 300,000 soldiers drawing the sword, Ayla Laturmalka, came into Turmalka, the section of Ajistral called Haramelech. V'katlu batlasi yaimi v'tlasi levasa. And they killed for 72 hours. U'bahach gusa haluli v'hankangi. In one end of the city, they were praising and dancing and celebrating. They didn't know what was happening on the other half of the city. Meaning it was a huge place. They attacked, and the other end of the city still didn't know they were under attack. Period. What? Not that I know of. By the way, this is in Baishen, right?
That's why the half didn't know.
Just trying to say how big of a place it was. Something about Baruch Hashem, the Lechama was called Nice Yaakov, Pasuk in Echam. Hashem swallowed up without mercy all the beauty of Yaakov. He asked Ravanam Rabbi Yechon and Elu Shishim Riba Ayaris. Now again, I don't know if this is literal or it's Meramis or something, but obviously it means a huge number of cities. Shehoyla Liyana Beharamelech. Haramelech had 600,000 cities, villages, cities. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi Shishim Riba Ayaris Harla Liana Melech Bar Melech V'Chalachas V'Achas Hayabaki Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Each had 600,000 Yidden. Chutz Mishalush, three of them Shayben Kfelim Ki Yaitzim Mitzrayim had two times Yaitzim Mitzrayim, 1.2 million. Elohim, these are the three that were the big ones. Kfarbish, Kfarshiklayim, Kfar Dichra. Kfar Bish, why was it called Kfar Bish? Bish means bad. V'yav v'beis l'shmisa. It was a, they didn't invite guests. They didn't invite guests. And they didn't do Hakadosh Tzarchim. So they were called the bad city. I thought one of the Mepharshim say something that's a little bit frightening. He said they had Hakadosh Tzarchim houses. They didn't let people into their own house. They designated a house for people to stay in. That's what one of the Mepharshim want to say. Kfar Shechlayim, Shoshe Parnassasam in Shechlayim. They made their Parnassa from Shechlayim. Shechlayim is Kress. Rashi, Shechlayim, right column, three lines at the bottom. Min Machal Hu B'Mesechta Saveda Zarem. What? Yeah, obviously, right. Kfar Dechraya, Am Rabbi Yechon, Shani Shem, Yoldus Charem, Tchila, V'Yoldus Nekeva, Bachrona. That boys and then girls were Paiskas. It was called the city of the boys. The Medrash Eicha says that in that city only boys were born. And therefore, if one person wanted a girl, he went out of town for a little bit, so his wife should become pregnant with a girl. In that city, only boys were born. That's what the Medrash Eicha says.
He would take his wife to the...
Right. They would move temporarily somewhere so they should have a girl. That's what the Medrash Eicha says.
What was it?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it said.
No, I'm saying, since you're all these things are homiletic, what is it?
I don't know. Amar Ullah. Now here is the pshat that the Gemara says. The Nichazin Ahuatzer, I saw Haramelach. Vavilu Shittin Rivasa Kani Lemalzik. You can't get 600,000 reeds there. You had 600,000 cities? How's that possible? Amalehu Tzukil Rabchanina Shikurim Shakrisu. You're lying. It's impossible. You're telling me there were so many cities there? They don't fit. Amalei Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the deer. Does he say Tzvi is a deer or a hind?
Deer.
Tzibba. Ma Tzvi Zeh. Ein Eire Magzik is Psarai. Av Eretz Yisrael. Bezman She Yoshim Alei Aravcha. Bezman She Ein Yoshim Alei Aravcha. A deer, when you skin it, you'll never be able to fit the hide over the meat anymore. It shrinks. When it's on the deer, it's stretched. The minute you take it off the deer, the hide shrinks that you wouldn't be able to fit it on the deer anymore. That's just the way it is. Same thing in Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael expanded. The much bigger land that we have now. Haramelech could hold all those cities. The minute the Yidden were destroyed, the land contracted. And therefore, you look at Haramelech today, and it can't even fit 600,000 reeds. Right, Rashi. V'shakritzu, namitu shitzu riba yoros hayi v'Haramelech. V'way namagzik, and it can't even hold a filoshishim riba kanim. Gamda, t'moy g'moyd nesani, his shoes contracted. Ein ayra magzik b'saray, v'shuhufshe tukavetz. When you skin it, it contracts. You can't cover the meat again. It won't go. Same thing in Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden leave, the land contracts. See, I'll say the following. Historically speaking, Eretz Yisrael was not a blooming country, but the Yidden weren't on it. Never was. From when Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, till the Yidden moved back, Eretz Yisrael was a desert land. Basically produced very little. Because Eretz Yisrael responds to Yidden, it doesn't respond to Goyim. Take a look at Gaza. When the Yidden were there, they were growing all kinds of plants and vegetables and all. Now, nothing. Eretz Yisrael doesn't work for other people. Doesn't. This is the nation of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and Yidden are bound to each other. Right? It's a historical fact, by the way, that Eretz Yisrael did not produce, was not a fertile land for all those hundreds of years that the Yidden weren't there. It doesn't produce for the Goyim.
They tried and they
never worked. We like to think that the Arabs are stupid. They can't do it, and therefore it never worked, but Yidden come and they're smart and they got to do it, though. Not what really happened. They're not that stupid. And even when the Yidden made it work, as soon as they take over, it doesn't work anymore.
Destroy it.
Weiter. Something about Weiter. Yumi bar Chalkia, Reb Chalkia bar Tumya, Reb Huna bar Chia, Habayasri Gabi Adoni. Those three Amoraim were sitting together. Amri, they said, Yikid Shmiel Lai Milsim Mikvar Schanya Shal Mitzrayim Lai Mam. If anybody heard anything about Kfar Schanya of Mitzrayim, he should tell us. Pasuk Chad Minayev Amar. So one of them said, Ma'isa Ba'aris Arisasa, there was a story of a guy who had Kedushin. Aris and Arisasa is not engagement. It means they had Kedushin. She was an HSH, but she never had the Suin. And, Kalab Loi Bracha Asur Labai L'Kenida. A person's not allowed to live with his wife until there's Sheva Brachas, until there's Nisuin. And they did not have Nisuin. They didn't have it. And they were both captured. And the captors put them together. They said, you fellows are husband and wife. And moved them into one room, into one bed. Amrilayisha, she said to him, I beg you, I don't have a ksuba. And it's us to keep your wife without a ksuba. So please don't touch me. And they lived like that, and he never touched her till the day he died. Ushemes, Amrulahen, she said to her fellow captives, Sibdulazeh, eulogize my husband. Shepitbid beyitzra yaisim yaisif. He was able to pit-paint English. What?
Vanquish his desire.
What? Vanquish his desire more than Yisra. Only one time that did Eishes Petifer actually grab a hold of him. But she bothered him for a long time. And he had this test every single day. We were on one bed. He was married to me. Did Kedushin. And yet, that Yid was able to control himself. It doesn't say how many years, but for a long period of time. So she said to people, you should be masped him. He's a man that deserves a eulogy. Because he did more vanquishing of his desire than Yosef did. That was one story about Kfaras Chanya. Shows you what kind of people came from Kfaras Chanya.
In Mitzrayim,
yes. That's what one said. Pasach Idav Amar. It seems like after the Chorban. Pasach Idav Amar. Ma'isav Amru Abom Mudi Yez B'dinner. There were 40 measurements, a certain kind of measurement of grain, I assume. What did they say Mudi Yez is?
A measure of volume of food.
To A?
So.
B'dinner. Next to Hashar Mujahas, it became 39, became more expensive. So they said, why did this happen? Why is Hashem punishing us with inflation? It went from 40 saw for dinner to 39 saw for dinner. Inflation. Ubatku Matsu Abu Benoy Shabonar Marasa Yom Kippurim. So they investigated which Aveira caused inflation. And they found that there was a father and a son who both violated a Nara Amurasa, which is the third of it, meaning, which is Eishes Ish, on Yom Kippur. And all of a sudden the price went back to the way it was. Meaning, they realized nothing happens with a vacuum. If there's something that happened, a minor thing, that means there's an Aveira going on in our city. They found it, they corrected it, and things went back to the way it was. That's the type of people they were. That they knew that every little change must be from an Aveira. Pasach Idach V'amar, and the third one said a story about that city. There was a person in that city that wanted to divorce his wife. It was a big suba. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Now, this guy was not such a tzaddik. Halach was even a sheshvinav. He invited his friends. Vechilam v'hishkan. He gave them food and drink. Shikran. He made them inebriated. Veshkivam amita achas. And he put them on one bed with his wife. Everybody was drunk. He was the only one not drunk. Hebi loivim beya. And he took the white of an egg, which resembles shikvazera semen. Vehitu b'neim. And he put it between them. So anybody looking would think that these people had a relationship. So then he can accuse his wife of having a relationship with a strange man. The proof is right here. The Hamid Lam Adam. And he had Adam that looked at this. So they could go to Bezin and say, this woman was Mizan and she loses her Ksubah. Ubala Bezin. And he came to Bezin. I said, I want to divorce my wife. No Ksubah. So he said, why? He said, she was Mizana. Adam saw there was white semen between the man and my friend and my wife. They were on one bed, and this is what's there. There was a person there from the Tamidim of Shammai, Bava ben Buta Shammai, and his name was Bava ben Buta, which leads me to believe that this happened during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. Because if I remember correctly, Bava ben Buta is in Baba Basra, one that had a conversation with Hordas. Amalem, kach mekublani mishamei hazakim. I have this Kabbalah from Shammai. Loivim be'es toilet minar, v'shichva zera doicha minar. Egg white dries out when it's heated up, and shichva zera evaporates, goes into the baguette, and doesn't cause a... What? No, not a stain. Like a hard covering.
A crust,
that's the word, right? Thank you. Batku Matsukidvarov, they checked it, and they thought it was true. I mean, they took Shechem Zera, they took white, they tested it, then they tested this, and it was the white of the egg. So the Yul Lebezin, Bil Kuhu, they gave him Malchus for his indiscretionary acts. Big Gulik Subasim Imenu.
Last time somebody checked, when the opening talked about these big stones, it wasn't a friend. Why did they check? He didn't check.
No, they were going to punish somebody.
No, they checked.
They were going to punish somebody.
Right.
You know, you want to make sure. He said, this is my Kabbalah from Shammai. So it says, I don't know, maybe, first of all, it was my own translation. You could say Batku means they checked this thing, whether it's egg white or shekel zera. Could be. To me, I don't think this is the same, because I think this is the, before you punish him and you give him Malchus, you want to know you know what you're doing.
They didn't see the act.
Sorry?
Apparently did not see the act.
No, they did not see the act. There was no act.
So that's why it was questionable.
Again, he had Adam say it. Had they not had Baba Mabuta there, they would have passed that it happened. How else did it get there? They wouldn't have killed them. There was no Asra. There was no Edom. But it would have been enough to make her lose the Ksuba. That's all he was interested in. He wasn't trying to get his wife killed. He was trying to get his wife out. Amalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. If that city was full of tzaddikim, why did they get punished? That city got wiped out. Amalei Mishim L'Yava Yerushalayim. Be happy with Yerushalayim and rejoice all those who love it. Those who mourn in Yerushalayim will be thankful to see its happiness. This is something that we have a hard time with because we are so far removed from Yerushalayim that it's hard for us to mourn. There's a mashal from the Dubna Magid, of this Gemara. He said, a woman was pregnant and she was giving birth, and the doctor told her, it's either you or the child. One of you will make it and one of you will die. And she said, listen, I lived X amount of years. I want to give my son a chance. She died. He was born. He was born on the day of his mother's death. His yard site was his birthday. His bris was the end of Shiva. Pidyon HaBem was the end of Shloshim. Right. Years passed on, and he became Bar Mitzvah. So this is the first time he was able to daven for the Amid, because he had been a cut until now. So his father told him, tonight, the day of your mother's yahrzeit, daven for the Amid. So he davened for the Amid, and there was no emotion in his davening. So his father called him over and said, you know, your mother sacrificed her life for you. She had a chance to live. She said, you're more important than her, and she died and let you live. Don't you think you should have had some more emotion in your davening? So he said to her, yeah, but I didn't know her. How could I have emotion when I didn't know her? Dr. Dubna Magid, the Rabbi Hashem had a choice. He could destroy the Beis HaMikdash, or Rachman al-Islam destroy Klal Yisrael. The Chazal tell us, Shafach HaMasi al-Eitzim al-Avonim, but the Shafach HaMasi al-Banov. He took the Beis HaMikdash and he let us survive. So the Beis HaMikdash is our mother, so to speak, sacrificed for us. And where is our emotion? And the answer is, Dr. Dubna Magid, we never knew her. We never saw the Beis HaMikdash. It's hard to mourn over something you don't know what it is. That's our excuse. But the bottom line, the Gemara does say, one doesn't mourn in Yerushalayim. Now, how could it be by us, I'm not here to give Moshe Shmuz, is that at least a person should keep the halachas. Instead of looking at every excuse he can to get out of the halachas, he should keep the halachas. You know, people have this tendency that, whatever, is there a heter for this? Is there a heter for this? You know, it's only 3 weeks, and it's only 9 days, and it's only Tisha B'Av. People have to look for less heterim, in my mind, and keep that law. At least act like you're Mesava Yerushalayim. At least go through the motions like you're Mesava Yerushalayim. I never understood it till Rachman al-Islam, everybody should be saying, I lost my parents. And I was doing Avelus. I said to myself, this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants in the 9 days. Now, he doesn't want us to look for the way out. Anyway, Moses Shmuz is over. Moses Shmuz is over, yes.
Mitzrayim, wasn't there a desert to live in?
So the Rishonim have a kasha. They're my parsha, I don't know if it's Rishonim. The Gemara Sukkah says they got destroyed because they were in Mitzrayim, and they were over the Israel moving back to Mitzrayim. So there's many different shittas. Some say that it's a machlokes of sugyos, that sugya holds they got destroyed because they lived in Mitzrayim, and this sugya says they were destroyed for not being mezavu beis hamikdash. And some say it was a combination of factors. Those are the two approaches to that kasha. The Gemara Sukkah says that Alexandria got destroyed because they went back to Mitzrayim. So this would be the same thing.
That's only a law.
Okay, what's wrong with, I mean, a lav is a terrible thing.
No, but it's
not only a lav, it is a lav. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says they were able to lav going back to the tribe, therefore they were destroyed.
It's
I don't know.
Lav Breda.
The Rambam, well, that's a big shayla. One of the Rishonim says that the Rambam signed his letter, Ani Maisha B'mayim and Iver Gimu Lav B'chol Yom. But others say he wasn't Iver Lav. It's only if you move there. There's a whole kind of different Terutzim that are said. So Kherev was Meval B'du Umais. That's true that they weren't Iver Lav then either. Is it the land? Is it the people? All kinds of different Terutzim. Okay, let's go Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Shmile, Mama Seim, Im Tzadikim and Meshoev. He vanquished his Yetzer. But like Chasra, he didn't give it any importance on this Gaber Olav. Chasra Ashar, the Sakaratua, the grain got more expensive. Loivim Beya, Shudaima Lashikh Mazera, Lahaiti Kail Shiboa Ishtai. He wanted a rumor to go around that these people were Mazana. Sailid, Nisyavesh Umachlid, Maglid. It dries and it crusts. Shikh Mazera, Daichamin Ar. Nichlas and nivla bebeged, it goes in and it's absorbed in the beged. The ain't a maglid, and it doesn't create a crust.
It's funny, it's from one of the husband, he was always wondering, he asked
right
before,
how can
it be
healed
during the...
What does that have to
do
with this?
No, the baby.
Right.
It's a good point. I also have the same question. How are you supposed to function like that? You're putting people in very tough situations.
Right there. Asaka the Rispik Kar Beitar. On the side of a wagon, Beitar was destroyed. The Havinahigi, there was a minig. Kavamistilu Januka, when a boy in Beitar, the minig was. And Beitar was destroyed 60 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Beitar is the story, which the Gemara does not bring here, of Bar Kokhba, or Bar Kaziva, who led a rebellion against the Romans and was very successful for many years and drove the Romans out. Then there was a whole story. He killed the Tana. He accused the Tana of spying for the Romans, and the whole story, because what happened was somebody went and whispered something in the Tana's ear while he was davening Shemot Esrei. The Tana didn't respond. It sounds like the Tana was in cahoots with the person, and he kicked him and he killed him. Anyway, he had a downfall and Beitar was destroyed. Rabbi Akiva thought that Rabbi Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva felt that this was Mashiach and the Gula was going to come. All the others I know him said no. At the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva admitted that he was wrong. Bar Kokhba was not Mashiach. His name was Ben Kziva. He was called Bar Kokhba because Rabbi Akiva said, Daruch Kokhav B'Yakov. He is the Gaol. This is the story of Beitar. The Gemara here doesn't bring it. Beitar was destroyed. The Gemara just concentrates on the destruction of Beitar. I'm sorry? I think in the Sanhedrin there's a little bit. Again, it's somewhere written. I just don't know. I can't remember all the details. It's in a bunch of places together. It happened 60 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva believed that this was the Gula. Unfortunately, it was not to be. So what happened was, again, the story of its destruction started with the side. What happened was, when a boy was born, they planted a cedar tree. When a girl was born, they planted a pine tree. We got a mincevi, and they got married. They used those two trees. Every boy got a cedar tree, and every girl got a pine tree. It was marked. When they got married, they cut down the cedar tree, and they cut down the pine tree, and made a chuppah out of it. Made a house. Chuppah. Yom Echad, Habakachova brought to the Kesar. The daughter of the Caesar drove by. Isber Saka the Rispik. The side of her wagon broke. Katsu Arza. They cut down a cedar tree. Vailula. And they went and they built the wagon. Right? They had to fix the wagon. They cut down a cedar tree. Asu Nafa Lai Mechunayu. They were attacked by those people who said, how dare you cut down our cedar tree? Asu Amalei Lekezer Mardu Bechol Yudoy Asu Alayu. And he attacked them. That's when the revolution took place. We had it with the chicken and the hen.
Yeah.
It's a similar story.
There it says that children
are tippish. I didn't say that. I didn't notice that.
No. What I'm saying is, why was it? You got messed up. Was it? You don't.
Well, you didn't. You don't get to cut down the tree.
It was a record. No.
Same thing here. No different.
Meaning the hen and the rooster. Why you let them take the hen and the rooster? Big deal.
You know what they say? Hindsight is 20/20. This is called Blas Monday morning quarterbacking.
I have a question on that, Ray. What happens if the game is Monday night?
Okay, my turn. So I'm thinking about Gadda Bachariyav. What, how does he translate Gadda? Cut off?
Yeah.
In his anger, Kol Karen Yisrael, all pride of Yisrael. Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Vo, Amar Rav Yechon. Elu Shmaynim Elav Karni Muhammad. 80,000 heads of soldiers, officers. They used to blow the trumpets. And I guess they had a group of soldiers with them. Shenichnasu L'Krach Beitar B'Shosh L'Achdu. That entered the city of Beitar when they destroyed it. And they killed men, women, and children. The blood flowed into the Mediterranean Sea. Do you think the Mediterranean was close? It was 2,000 amas away. And the blood flowed for 2,000 amas. That's 3,000 to 4,000 feet. There are two streams in this valley called Valley of Yedayim. One flows one way, one flows the other way. After the destruction of Beitar, it was 33% blood and 67% of water. That's how much blood went into the streams. The Masnita Tana. Seven years they used that water to use the blood to fertilize their vineyards without needing fertilization. The Romans were able to use Jewish blood as fertilizer for 7 years. Rashi? Rashi, when you grow your vineyard, remember that. Rashi, Trinaisa Pine. Yununa Chupa. Kaida Mechama, Rashi Gayasis. Heads of band, Psyche Karen, that blow the horn. Masasim Alayim B'nei Tzuam, and the army gathers on them. Shematai B'kreva Haisul Yom. Bigus Yadayim Shemokim. Vechadam Miharuge Beitar. Now, but the Gemara doesn't bring here. The Gemara brings elsewhere. It's for 3 years and 6 days. They didn't let them bury the dead. For 3 years and 6 days, they piled the bodies of the Jews up, and they didn't let him be buried. Then, on Tu B'Av, this happened on Tisha B'Av, Chorban Beit Tam. It's one of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Beit Tam was destroyed. 3 years and 6 days later, on Tu B'Av, they let the Yidden bury the dead. And for that, we make a bracha. They were massacred, a bracha and benching.
They didn't decompose.
Hatoiv, Shlo Yisrichu, V'Ameitav, Shenitnu L'Kvura. Made a bracha and benching, that the Rebbeinu Shem was kind of good to us. The bodies didn't decompose, and the Rebbeinu Shem let them be buried. That's the bracha we make in benching every time. HaMelech HaTov HaMeitav HaKol. That's the bracha. What? Nitesmer. The answer is, you have to recognize the Chesed Hashem in Golus. We're in Golus, but it's not the Rebbeinu Shem for Sukkot. The Raya is, He does miracles for us in Golus. Not the type of miracles we'd like, but it shows that He cares about us. Why else didn't the body decompose? I tithe with this. It's my own tithe, but could be others say it as well. We say, Melech Rachman Rachman Aleinu, Toivu Meitiv Hidarish Lanu. Meaning, Toivu Meitiv is the way He treats us now. So we're saying, Toivu Meitiv Hidarish Lanu. Help us. Because that midah of Toivu Meitiv comes out in Golus that happened in Beitar. We also make HaToivu Meitiv on wine. I don't do it, but people who are connoisseurs of wine, when they have one wine and then somebody brings them a better wine, which is all kinds of shavuot and halacha when you make it, when you don't, you make a bracha, brachat Hashem lekeinu melech olam HaToivu Meitiv. The reason it's made on wine is because the story happened when they were Mizabu Kameyam Shul Yisrael, Kameyam, from the blood. Therefore, they were massacring that bracha on wine.
The people of Beta, they were killed because they did an Avera or because they did something?
The Medrash says that they weren't Mesab on Yerushalayim. The Gemara here doesn't say it on them. They rebelled. They lost. They rebelled. It was a war for many years. For a while they were winning. Ultimately they lost. They were killed out.
So the Avera was not Mesab on.
That's what the Medrash says.
Where's Beitar city today?
That doesn't mean anything. There is a city of Beitar today, but not necessarily in the same place. You can't rely on the fact that somebody named it Beitar. Now, it could be it's in the area. Could be it's in the area. Something my Beitar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karkov. One of the Tzkenim and the people of Yerushalayim told me, Bibikazu Haragnu Zeradin Rav Tabachim, in this valley, there was Zeradin, the head executioner killed, Messiah V'Achas Esri Bibai, 210 times 10,000. That's 2.1 million. Well, Yerushalayim Harag Tishin V'Arba Bibai. This is by the first Korban. And Yerushalayim, he killed 940,000. Evan Achas, on one stone. The blood went and touched the blood of Zechariah. Now I want to say something, and I honestly will say it only because I saw it, not because there's a sefer called Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh was written by Chassidus Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of Piasnitza. He wrote the Chayvus HaTamidim. He wrote many Svarim. Eish Kodesh is the drushes he said when he was in the Warsaw Ghetto. They found it after the war. He didn't print the Eish Kodesh. He wrote the drushes he said to Yidden in the Warsaw Ghetto. They found it after the war. It's an available sefer. I have a copy. It's called Eish Kodesh. The drushes he told the Yidden while he was in the Warsaw Ghetto. He ended up getting killed in Treblinka, but this is the man in it. Now, in there he writes, that one of the drushes, he tells the Yidden that over the history we've suffered many a time. Rabbi Shem helps us, Rabbi Chuzik, Rabbi Shem, all kinds of. At the bottom it says, Hagoa Ma'ez HaMechaber. It means he added this in. That all this is only true till the end of Tavshin Beis and the beginning of Tavshin Gimel, which is September of 1942. But from then and on, He says, according to his knowledge in Chazal and in history, never have the Yidden suffered like they're suffering now. That includes the Korban Beis HaMikdash, that includes any other time in history. That's what he writes.
Will they ever suffer?
Never did they ever suffer.
Will they ever?
That's all he said. I'm not adding words to what he said. Kafid the Asi b'chazal u'b'divri hayam mashal Yisrael. Never ever have the Yidden suffered like they're suffering now. So that's why I'm putting this in perspective. I don't know what he does with these gemaras with the numbers. All I know is that's what he writes, and he was not a stama guy. He was a chashev yid. He was a rebbe. He was a chashev rebbe, and he writes this. You know, there's a shul in Farakwe called H. Kodesh, named for him. That shul's named because he wrote that name for H. Kodesh. Somebody named Weinberger. Weinberger.
Yeah, my wife thinks he's the greatest.
Since sliced bread is the greatest. Here it's at 2.1 and then 904, that's 3 million people. Again, I'm just telling you what he says. I wanted to put that in, just throw it in because he says it. But yeah, but we had the Gemara before of the 600,000 cities that had 600,000 people. Again, that's a homiletic. Again, I'm just saying what he says. I just wanted to throw it in there that World War II ranked, according to him, worse than anything else that ever happened. No, not that I know of. They say World War I started on Tisha B'Av. And they say World War II was really a continuation of World War I, and Mela, they tie it into Tisha B'Av. But it really makes no difference if you tie it in or you don't tie it in. It happened, unfortunately. Right. V'ha'al Shehalach Damam V'naga B'damah Shel Zecharyah. His blood went and touched the blood of Zecharyah. The blood touched the blood. Now, what's the story? Why did he kill so many people in Yerushalayim? For 200 and some years, the blood of Zecharyah was bubbling on the floor of the Azara. Zecharyah was Kain Gadol. There was a king in his time named Yayash. Yayash, to say the story, give it a little bit of detail. Yayash had a mother named Ataliyahu. A mother. She was married to somebody called Achaziah, who was from Malchus Beis David. Achaziah was killed, and His mother decided that she's going to become queen, and she wiped out all of Malchus Beis David. She killed out anybody in the royal family. She missed one baby named Yayash. Yayash was hidden in the top of the Kachi Kedashim, second floor of the Kachi Kedashim. Nobody ever thought that anybody could live there. You don't enter the Kachi Kedashim. You don't enter the second floor. Him and his nursemaid were hidden over there for 6 years. When he turned 7, they made a rebellion. They killed Ataliyahu, and they installed Yayash as king.
Seven.
He followed the dictates of the Kain Gadol up to a point that somebody persuaded him that since he lived in the Kachi Kedashim, he must have deity to him. And they started serving him. And he became an Avodah Zara. They didn't say he's God, but he must have some properties of deity to him. How else could he survive in the Kachi Kedashim? And they started serving him. Now, what happened was, Zecharyah gave them Musar, the Kohen Gadol. How dare you fellows serve Yayash? So they killed him. On Yom Kippur, Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos, in the Azara. And his blood remained on the floor of the Azara, they couldn't get rid of it. And it sat there and it bubbled. for 200 and some years. This is the story. The Zeradin comes and he sees this blood bubbling. So what happened was, Ashkechei l'damer d'schayit have a kemirsuch
b'salik. Aren't there in the country Kedoshim, they speak about this, that workers come periodically?
Only when they had to fix it. But nobody lived there.
I understand that, but when they came to fix it,
they put them in a box, and they lowered them down. There's a whole avayda that they shouldn't see any more than they have to.
But wouldn't they see what's going on in the second row?
Again. What row?
Second floor?
No, they were lowered in a box. Meaning, I guess they would see it, but they were only there with Tzairach. He was there for 6 years. I'm just telling you what people said. You know, you have a kasha of the people, write him a letter. I'm just telling you what happened. They served him as an Avodah Zarah because he survived 6 years in the Kachi Kadash. I don't know. These are all kashas of the Maitre. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do?
If I was in a room above
the first question, that's how everybody should set the building.
It wasn't used for anything.
No.
And it didn't have the Kedusha.
Yes, it did.
It had the same Kedusha? The
they did not enter it only when they had to.
I might be wrong, I thought that the workers were allowed to go in through that entrance, but not through the regular entrance.
That's because there's an Isser going through the regular entrance, an extra Isser.
Oh, it's not because of the thing?
No. By the way, the Isser of being in the second floor is that you're not allowed to be there, not because there's, and it's a whole different thing. I'm not going to get involved in that now. It's not the same issur. There's an issur of walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim the regular way. The other issur is to be, you just don't spend time in the top of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's a different issur.
How did he eat? How did he get fed? How did he go to the restroom? How did he done?
The Kahanim took care of him.
They did?
The Kahanim knew he was there, and they protected him.
Oh, they knew he was there?
The Kahanim knew he was there. The Kain Gadol knew he was there. Whoever else the Kain Gadol told, I don't know. It was the Kain Gadol that hit him. It was his idea.
How did they bring food?
Honestly, it wasn't there. I think PAKC, it was maybe it was a bit on the PKC probably provided it was. I don't know. I'm just telling you what happened. What am I supposed to do? This is the story that happened. What you're asking is called the kasha
of mine. What I'm saying is maybe people speak about that.
I never saw anybody speak about it. Anyway, Ashkechel Adama the Tzchari Dava Kamersuch. He found Tzchari is what bubbling? Vesalik. I don't know how you translate Mersuch Vesalik. Sorry? What?
Bubbling and?
Boiling and bubbling. I'm in my eye. What is this? Now they were petrified. They're going to tell them they killed the Kain Gadol. I'm away. Dam zvachim dishtabach. This is kachim blood from the carbon. I see Dami Vilayidmu, so he brought the blood of Karbanus. He took Parim and Elim and Kvasim and Izim, and he took the blood, and it didn't look comparable. It was not the same color, it's a different shade of red. Mepharshim ask that we see in Rashi and Chumash, I'm surprised Avraham didn't ask this, that they checked in a Seir Izim by Yosef, and they dipped the Ksaidnas Badam because Izim is Daima. To human blood. Possible. The Mepharshim say that if you see Ezim blood, it looks like human blood, but when you have the two in front of you, they're not exactly the same. It's very similar. They're not similar when you have the two in front of you. It's only when you don't have it. Right? This looks like human blood. But when you have the human blood in front of you, and you have the Ezim blood in front of you, you see the difference. Let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi says, "Chai ben Yehuda, great Shagul, sorry Yehuda with Mitzvah Yayas, kishtakvu lo Yayas when they bowed down, vassu lahai and they made him a god, ragu b'azara, star pertas his vayter." Amar Luhu, he said to them, "Yeah, me too, me too, mutav. If you tell me what this is, good. Milav asriklu b'sarchi b'mstrike the parsley. I will comb your flesh with metal combs. Don't keep a secret from me." Amar Luhu, they said to him, "This is the Vizaradin." He said it to the Kohanim. Amalei, they said to him, my name, Allah, what should we tell you? Neviyah Havimon, we had a Navi, Nabakamukhulam, the Mili, the Shemai, he gave us Musr. Kamin and Aluya, because Lina Lay, we killed him. The Kamishnin, Dorkinayakdame, the blood hasn't stopped bubbling for many years. Amalei, Anamavasin Alay, I will appease him. Isis and Hedrick and Dailam is in Hedrick Tana Katlavalye. He brought us in Hedrick Dailam, said Hedrick Tana, and he killed them, and he let their blood go in Zachariah's blood. Leinach didn't stop. Bakurim and Basulis, he brought young boys and girls. Katlavalye. Leinach. Isis and Naika Shobes Rabbam, little children. Katlavalye. Leinach. Amalais, he said, Zachariah, Zachariah. Taivim Shabami Batim. I just killed their best. You want me to destroy all hidden? Because Amal Hachi, when he said that, Nach, the blood stopped. But he shied to hear a tshuva b'dayte. The Zeradin had a hear a tshuva. Amal Maim al Nefesh Achas b'kach. If this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom does because they killed one person, who God with the Kata Kahani Nishmas Alachas Kama B'kama? What am I going to do who just killed so many hidden? Arak, he ran away. Azul Shadar Star Pertasa Bebese, he wrote a will and he sent it to his household, Vigayer, and he became Jewish.
Wow.
Rashi, Star Pertasa, Star Tzva, Shapurit Matehe al Nechasav. He specified what should happen with his money. Tana Naman Ger Taishavoya. Naman is in the story of Elisha. Anybody knows the Haftiris, right? He is the one that Elisha healed from his Taras. He became a Ger Taishav, he stopped serving Avodah Zarah, but he didn't become a Yid. There was a Radin Ger Tzedekaya. There was a Radin became a real Yid. Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman Lamdu Tayru Mibnei Barak. Haman's grandchildren, that doesn't mean his exact grandchildren, Haman's descendants learned Tayru Mibnei Barak. Mibnei Bonav Shal Sisra Lamdu Tayru Mibushalayim. Mibnei Bonav Shal Sancherev Lamdu Tayru Barabim. Maninun Shmai Vavtalyan. Now, why? Why are these people zeicha? The answer is the mice that they got Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So even though they're terrible people, but the fact that they got Klal Yisrael to do tshuva allows them to have a descendant somewhere that became a yid and became a person that teaches Torah. Now the question is, Haman was Amaleki, Eim Kablum Kerem Amalek, which is a machlokes. So some say that after the Goyim got mixed up, we don't know it was an Amaleki. Chazar was just telling you that one of them slipped in, which was a Kabbal carrier from everybody. Some say that, what? Some say that it was a son of a different nation. We go by, like Goyim would go by tribe, literally in the sense, which nation they belonged to.
If he had daughters, then he had kids.
Wasn't his exact grandchildren, it means descendants. Some want to say that it came from his granddaughters, great-granddaughters, whatever it is. So, different shatim are said, but the bottom line is, they would learn Matira. Who are these people? Some want to say that Bnei Banav Shal Sisra is Rebbe Akiva. Bnei Banav Shal Haman, I believe they say, is Rebbe Meir.
We had Rabir before this mayor,
she is going.
Where it came from.
Maybe it was that, so I'm mixing it up with.
The reason I brought that up is because I remember that because I haven't sick of that Rabir and.
Okay, we'll stop here. I bet you have a-